The European Union next month adds 10 countries to the existing 15 members. The BBC's Angus Roxburgh reports the EU Department of Translation and Interpretation needs help.
We must be quite as strict with the enlargement countries.
Contrairement à la Commission, j'ai pu
constater.
The European Parliament is the most multilingual institution in the world, with 11 working languages, each of which has to be interpreted simultaneously into every other. From May, there will be 20 or possibly 21 languages. It's Europe's Tower of Babel. Patrick Twidell, who's in charge of bringing in new interpreters to cope with the challenge, says it has to be that way.
The European Parliament is the one place where you cannot require people to speak a foreign language. People who are elected not because of their language skills, but because they represent the political opinion of their constituency. And so it is very important that they should be able to speak in the debates in their own language.
For a year now, extra interpreters have been recruited with exotic languages like Lithuanian and Maltese. I caught up with two Estonian interpreters, exhausted but exhilarated after a grueling practice session translating speeches about the planned EU constitution. Marie-Lise Aruela says she's delighted to be helping to bring the new Europe together.
For me, it's extremely exciting, and we have been waiting for this moment for a long time, really.
The need for translation does take away the cut and thrust of a single language parliament. When Italy's Silvio Berlusconi told what he called a joke last year about a German MEP being like a Nazi camp guard, it took several embarrassing seconds before the German understood he was being insulted. With many more languages, things could become even slower, with an increased need for so-called relay translation, where a speech goes first into one language and then into another, and perhaps into a fourth or fifth. Estonian interpreter Jana Jalvi says it puts a great responsibility on whoever's first in the chain.
You interpret from Estonian into English, and then you're actually the only one that they are relying on, or well, usually there is one other, so two, then it is a lot of responsibility, and that makes it more difficult. Because if I make a mistake, then all the others probably are making the same mistake.
The European Commission has two whole buildings in Brussels and Luxembourg for its translation service. It employs 1,300 people and gets through 1.5 million pages a year. And after enlargement, that will rise to almost 2.5 million. The cost will rise to nearly €1 billion a year. But the head of the service, Juhani Lönnroth, says it's worth it.
Actually, the costs are exaggerated. Translation costs about €2 per citizen. So it is less than a ticket to a cinema. I think it is worth it because it's part of democracy.
Tunde Turbutz, a Hungarian translator, has just moved into her new office in Luxembourg. She admits her dictionaries may not be much good for some of the obscure EU terms she will have to translate.
I think it's not an exaggeration to say that we will have to coin some new words, to formulate some new words, because I think that there are some expressions that are simply non-existent in our languages.
It's all being done in the name of democracy. Visitors to the European Parliament can't be expected to be fluent in 20 languages. There are those who say they should all just speak English or French. But of course, that would take away the very essence of Europe.
Angus Roxburgh is the Brussels correspondent for the BBC.